Mr. President, there are moments in our lives here in the Senate that we shall never forget, and this morning is one when I'm so privileged to share with my beloved colleagues in this chamber, both sides of the aisle, a few moments to draw from our hearts, from our memories, and reflect upon September the 11th, 2 years ago. We were here that day, prepared to go into our regular routine, when we were told to evacuate, and that we did in an orderly and calm way. And then, wherever we could gather, tried to follow the situation as best we could. Several hours later, after the plane had crashed into the Department of Defense, I called the Secretary of Defense and said, you know, I'd spent over 5 years of my life in that building. I would like to come over and join him and the men and women in the uniform of our country to do what little I might be able to do to bring about a reassurance not only to those on site at the Pentagon, but around the world. And that I did, joining the Secretary and then Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Hugh Shelton, in the Command and Control Center, deep into the basement of the Pentagon. We talked to the President on two occasions. I remember so well he had a firm hand on this situation, as did those in the Department of Defense. We then went back and observed firemen, policemen, Red Cross workers, and all doing the best they could to remove the bodies and care for the wounded. Military and civilian alike in that building showed extraordinary heroism that day, and I was deeply humbled to stand there and observe that. Later, the Secretary and the Chairman of the JCS went in to address a very large gathering of the press. And as they concluded their remarks, they invited me to say a word. I had nothing prepared, and simply, as others, spoke from the heart. But as I go back over the written text of what I said, I am so reminded of how this has come true. I said, this is indeed the most tragic hour in American history. In it, I think it can be its finest hour. As our President and those with him, most notably the Secretary of Defense and our Chairman and the men and women of the armed forces all over the world, stand ready not only to defend this nation and our allies against further attack, but to take such actions as directed in the future in retaliation for this terrorist act, a series of terrorist acts unprecedented in world history. We call upon the entire world to step up and help, because terrorism is a common enemy to all, and we're in it all together. The United States has borne the brunt, but who can be next? Step forward and let us hold accountable and punish those that have perpetrated this attack. I feel those words have proven to be true. Certainly great leadership from our President and the men and women of the armed forces. Indeed, the world have gathered to join us on the battlefields of Afghanistan, where I and many others have visited, as well as the battlefields of Iraq, where just weeks ago I accompanied members of this chamber to be with our men and women of the armed forces. Our nation stands tall. It has been and will continue to be our finest hour. Now, Mr. President, we observe a moment of silence in reverence for those men and women, civilian and military, who lost their lives at the Department of Defense in the Commonwealth of Virginia.